Hello and welcome back to Proactive, where I am joined now by Anthony Coombs, the chairman of SNU PLC. So Anthony, a very warm welcome to our London studio.
Yeah, great to be here.
It's great to have you. You've just been getting grilled by our editorial team, and now it's my turn. So hopefully you're feeling good. The AGM went off last week. Perhaps you'd like to tell us how it went.
Oh, and very well. Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of very supportive shareholders. I think they were quite pleased, as we were, with the results. The share price seems to have reacted very favourably, and so things seem to be going in the right direction.
Excellent, excellent. We last got an update from you back in March, I believe, and you were expecting some headwinds and some tailwinds. Do you feel like you've had more headwinds or more tailwinds since we last spoke?
I think more tailwinds, in the sense that although things haven't improved on the interest rate front, and you know, one has one's arguments with the Bank of England as to whether they're doing too much tightening or not. We've put our own house in order. We've raised additional funding, about 70 million extra, to fund future growth. We've prepared for the new consumer duty, which the Financial Conduct Authority has is to bring in July. We're very well prepared for that. And trading itself is getting better as consumer confidence gradually improves. I think it will gradually improve. Now, obviously, business confidence generally isn't improving, but I think that's more a function of the interest rate regime rather than anything else. And I think it probably will improve. But consumer confidence certainly is, and that's obviously what matters to us in terms of our business.
Yes, of course. There was a period of time, wasn't there, where there was a real shortage of new cars. Was that something that you've come through now?
Yes, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, there's still a shortage of new cars, and that's had a good effect on used car prices. They rose about 20% last year. They haven't risen again, but they haven't gone backwards either. So that's good so far as our residual values are concerned. And the market overall for used cars has been very strong in terms of used car finance from dealers over the past few years. And in fact, you know, really, we're back at pre-COVID levels, albeit a bit steady, probably at about 120,000, 130,000 vehicles a year. So, you know, a decent market so far as our motor finance industry division is concerned.
And there is, of course, the other side of the business, which is property. So what news from there?
Well, that's also encouraging, albeit that one must say that the property market has, as we anticipated, slowed. You know, transactions are more difficult to get now. The buy-to-let market is slightly less buoyant than it used to be. And the refinancing market is slightly less buoyant. But nevertheless, you know, we've coped with that. It means that we may have some of our loans outstanding for slightly longer than previously, but it doesn't mean that we're still getting repaid, so that the default rate of the business is extremely good. So we would anticipate that although the volumes may not be quite what we expect at this time of year, we expect that to pick up in the next three quarters of the year and profits to reflect that.
And that ties in very well with the consumer duty that you mentioned earlier, because this is actually something that some others in the market are looking at as an issue, maybe a challenge, whereas you are ready, aren't you?
Well, you're absolutely right. We've embraced that because, one, because it's right to do it, and we've all got duties to consumers, but secondly, and more important, a lot of the stuff included in the consumer duty we do already and always have done, just as responsible lenders. We've always had good links with the Financial Conduct Authority. So it's about actually documenting more of what we've actually been doing rather than trying to do something different. And we think that will have a competitive advantage, will give us a competitive advantage. One, in restricting new entrants, because it's more difficult to actually satisfy the regulator now in the market if you don't have experience of doing so. And secondly, in some of the existing lenders, we are aware, have had problems, and as a result, there's more of a market for us to serve.
Great opportunity. Just while we have you in here, Anthony, is there anything that you'd like to add or to make clear to any investors, either potential or existing?
I think that my position would be that we're confident about the future. We've set in place in terms of operationally, financially. We've got a new marketing initiative which we've just launched at Advantage. We've set in place all those things which will actually give us a sound platform for future growth. And now the question is what that future growth is going to look like. In other words, how buoyant the economy is going to be. Now, nobody can really tell that, but we're reasonably confident that when the opportunities present themselves, we'll be able to take advantage of them.
And certainly confident relative to the rest of the market.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Anthony. It's been a pleasure to see you as always. And hopefully you'll come back and see us again soon.
Oh, certainly will. Thanks.